各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎大家到美语咖啡屋。
Hello and welcome to American Cafe. My name is Jody. On a previous show, we talked about Bike Week, a long vacation in Florida for people who love motorcycles.
没错，我们曾经介绍过 Bike Week 就是摩托车爱好者的一次大聚会。
Exactly, and people come from all over the world to come to Bike Week.
对，参加的人来自世界各地，他们的活动丰富多彩。哎 ，Jody， 我觉得这些人啊，已经形成了一种特殊的摩托车文化，你说对不对
？Oh, exactly. There was way too much to cover in only 5 minutes. So we're back with our friends Gino and Terry, bikers and motorcycle salesmen, to learn more about the traditions of the biker culture.
I've been riding for 32 years.I've been in the bike business for about 20 years, me and my partner Terry, and it's just been something I've always enjoyed.
Gino 说他玩摩托车的历史已经有32年了，然后呢，他和 Terry 开业卖摩托车也已经有20年了。
Yeah, we talked in the store that he and Terry owned. Oh, the store was full of motorcycle gear.
Oh, 你说的 motorcycle gear 是不是就是摩托车用品
？Right.Clothing and helmets, and of course the motorcycles. And Gino described a typical biker. Yangchen, we should tell everyone that in English, biker, B-I-K-E-R, only refers to someone who rides a motorcycle.
我会骑自行车，我算不算 biker?
No, I don't think that counts, Yangchen.
哦，我好伤心。
Try again next time. Here's Gino to tell us more about the biker culture.
They're basically just nice people. They're down to earth, hardworking. They'll do anything for anybody.
Gino 说的 down to earth, 我们可以解释为很实在、很朴实，对不对？
对了，
我听说这些摩托车爱好者之间有很多虽然不是明文规定，但是大家都要遵守的规则，对不对
？Exactly. Bikers live by an unwritten code of ethics. You know, they stick together and are very loyal to their friends, family, and fellow bikers, even if they don't know them.
嗯，我想这就是为什么人们喜欢聚在一起，因为他们可以找到有共同爱好、可以信任的人。
Oh, that's such a good point. That's why people join communities like the bikers, to find that loyalty. Again, here's Gino.
We all feel akin to each other. You know, you see someone broken down on the side of the road that's a biker, you always stop to help them. And traditionally, when you see bikers, bikers always wave to each other, whether you know each other or not, just to say hi.
嗯，真没想到他们这么团结啊。比如 Gino 刚才提到，如果他们看到别人的摩托车坏了，一定会停下来帮忙。还有呢，如果在高速公路上，大家一定要互相招手致意。
Okay, Yangchen, I'm going to give you a quick motorcycle quiz.
嗯，你要考我啊？好啊。
What do you think it means when a biker pats the top of his or her helmet?
如果一个骑摩托车的人拍一拍头盔是什么意思？让我想想。
好 ，What do you think?
我知道了，一定是他在提醒对面那个骑摩托车的人，前面有一个卖冰淇淋的店
，ice cream shop. No, but I know where your mind is. No. What it means is to slow down if you're speeding because there's a policeman up ahead.
真的，可见他们开摩托车经常超速啊。
Well, I don't know, but just in case they're speeding. Okay, here's another question, Yangchen. What motorcycle do you think bikers most love to ride?
这个我知道，一定是本田。
No, wrong answer. You failed the motorcycle quiz.
啊，我又错了。
It's the Harley Davidson, a bike named after the two Americans who invented it. Let's introduce Terry, Gino's business partner, as he shows us his pride and joy.
It's a 2003 Harley Davidson Fat Boy.
Wow!
Yeah, wow.
其实我根本不知道2003年 Harley Davidson Fat Boy 是什么，听起来很像是一种汉堡包啊。
It does sound like a hamburger, but here's Terry to tell us what it really is.
It's the oldest American bike still in existence.
What's it like to ride it?
It's more fun than you could ever imagine.
I think so.
Yeah, you have to ride one. If you ride one, you'll know what it's like.
Terry 说的没错，你要知道骑摩托车的滋味，就必须亲身的体验一下。好了，我们今天的时间到了，谢谢大家收听美语咖啡屋，我们下次节目再见。
See you next time on American Cafe.